This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. From deep inside a cave rise the haunting sounds of Cavernous by Minneapolis-based composer and percussionist Zach Baltich. Composing and performing his music, a mix of neoclassical and experimental sounds, is Baltich's passion. In November, Baltich will be the Prairie Rond Artist in Residence. He'll spend several weeks in the old Vicksburg Mill, where he'll compose new works inspired by the space. This is from his piece, Cavernous. Zach, I imagine that you began life as a toddler sitting in your mama's kitchen, playing with pots and pans and banging on things. Am I off?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds kind of about right. Or just interested in people making sounds, I think, always. Yeah. So somewhere along those lines, yeah.
So you're a percussionist, a composer, a drummer. What kind of instruments do you play? Run through that a little bit for us.
Yeah, so I'm classically trained percussionist. So I play, you know, all kinds of percussion instruments, marimba, vibraphone, all kinds of drums. I play a lot of drum set as well. And so through all that, I also kind of have started playing with piano and some synthesizers. But my main kind of zone is percussion. And I like all kinds of kind of standard percussion instruments, but I like a lot of percussionists, including myself, like using kind of found instruments like whatever, like pieces of wood or glass bottles. Sometimes I make instruments like these tuned pipes out of aluminum, things like that. So I just kind of
whatever makes an interesting sound.
Yeah, whatever sounds cool, yeah, I'm kind of into.
Tell us a little bit about that journey. How did you discover this? How did you get started doing this? Was it accidental or you always had your mind on this?
Yeah, it was kind of gradual over time. I definitely always was really interested in making music and people who make music. And so I kind of just started out playing drum set when I was like 11 or 12. I saved up for like a whole year, bought a drum set, took like violin lessons for a few years. And then eventually I joined like the school concert band. And that kind of opened my mind up to just different kinds of music than like what I was used to with playing in like rock bands and things like that. And that's kind of where I got into all the kind of classical percussion instruments. And I just kind of kept going from there, studying in college and, but always kind of with this mindset from playing in bands and wanting to write music and create. So it's kind of a combination of all of that.
So how would you describe your music? It seems like somewhere between neoclassical and experimental. How do you describe it?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's definitely, you know, in this sort of neoclassical world mixed with experimental, but it kind of also fits into some more rock or folk-oriented world in terms of, you know, kind of the harmony that I like to gravitate towards, really kind of folk inspired. So it's kind of a combination of experimental folk and neoclassical, I would say.
Which is a pretty wild combination. Correct me if I'm wrong, you don't hear that too often.
No, you kind of don't. Although I think in the percussion world, kind of that interest of those combinations of things are a little more common. And I think that's because a lot of percussionists start out like me playing and listening to like rock music and then learn about the classical percussion world. And so kind of a lot of peers of mine are interested in this similar kind of sound world.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. And I was rather fascinated with a piece called Cavernous, where you actually recorded sound bouncing off cave walls throughout Minnesota. Do tell.
Yeah, so that was a really fun project I did in 2017. it's kind of a year-long project where I was going around Minnesota, and I kind of found different, what I call like cave-like environments to record in. And I was really just looking for like interesting acoustic places, and also just trying to like bring the recording process and music process to like places maybe it wasn't really meant to happen. And like the logistics involved with the audio recording crew and everything was just like a fun, adventurous challenge. So we recorded four different pieces, one up north, kind of near Ely in March. And it was in this cave. It's now a cave, but in the 1920s, it used to be like an iron ore mine. And it closed in the 20s and like the woods completely overtook the area. So it's this really weird, like red stone room, you know, surrounded by these woods, and there was like icicles kind of growing up from the ground. It was really just like a cool way to spend a day playing music. And then we went down south to near the Iowa border to this like natural cave that's like half a mile below ground. And then the third place was near Duluth, kind of near Lake Superior, in an old abandoned train tunnel. And finally, we were in here in Minneapolis in this big kind of abandoned grain silo. Yeah, which was kind of the ultimate. It was really boomy in there. And yeah, so it was a really fun project.
And now you're going to be coming to Vicksburg to Prairie Round Artist Residency. How did that come about? And what are you hoping to do there?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I just saw a listing last spring that they had this residency and they were looking for people to apply, and they have this big old paper mill that they let artists work in for a month or 5-6 weeks at a time. And that was just really exciting to me. You know, I have always, especially since that Cavernous project, been really interested in creating music for a specific space and then playing it in that space. And so the residency in Vicksburg seemed like really the perfect fit for me.
It really does. Yeah. A big empty building like that. I can imagine the acoustics should be interesting.
Exactly. I'm really excited. And they, it seems like I can kind of spend a lot of time in actual space, which I haven't done. Usually for past projects that are kind of based around a specific place, I kind of have to get in and out within like a day. So the composing aspect of it is done elsewhere. So in this case, in Vicksburg, I'll be able to really kind of dig into this particular space and try and write music that really just fits well there.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with percussionist and composer Zach Baltich, the current Prairie Rond artist resident in Vicksburg. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.